I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
Folks, it appears that on the 8th of April, the day of the eclipse, we noticed the first big turnaround on abortion. It's amazing news, and I believe we will see more like this unfolding this year. Many are sharing videos on social media on what the Dems really believe, and more, the tide's turning. We'll also see patriots singing God Bless America by the thousands. So much to go through today. Here we go. Now, that looks like it was a lot of fun. The 40,000 people singing God Bless America at the top of their lungs this past weekend. John Rich shared this, hope for the future of America. Big and Rich, Cowboy Troy, GWT7, on fire on the Rock the Country tour. How about that, huh? All those folks, I'm sure there's some AmWeKnow fans in there somewhere. I'd love to get some pictures from you on that one. As we're going through things, I wanted to kick it off, Fletch 17, reminder that JFK Jr. supposedly died and Hillary won the Senate seat. What a coincidence. And today's Delta, which was April 8th, was a huge reminder. And a big thank you out to those that were reminding folks. POTUS and JFK Jr. relationship, plane crash 1999, HRC Senate 2000. The start. Enjoy the show. Get a warrant, period. Hashtag FISA, said Edward Snowden. And you're going to see a lot of comms in this direction, with April 8th being a key date, the day of the eclipse, the day that many were trying to instill fear, or not trying, but just sharing their fears of what they thought might happen. We weren't living in fear, many of us. And it's more of what I think is a sign for watching the enemy go down hard this year. Now, one of the things here on this notice, plane crash 99 with JFK Jr., and then you have HRC Senate in 2000, makes you wonder who's behind it all. They were asking and sharing information so that we would go out and do the research. And many more have been waking up to a lot of things that have been happening nefariously throughout the government, and so much more. As a matter of fact, we'll see panic in D.C. Remember Loretta Lynch talking? Truth reveals the tarmac, remember? The tarmac with the Clintons, Comey HRC email case. Remember Loretta Lynch talking about that? Loretta Lynch, back in the day, Truth Reveals Hussein instructions, HRC email case. Remember the emails? All that was back in 2018. FISA equals the start. FISA is bringing down the house. FISA brings down the house. When do the birds sing? That was a long time ago. Makes you wonder what's been playing out and more. And so Scotty put some stuff together we're going to show you. We'll start with this, with some whistleblowing activity going on.
BlackRock CEO Larry Fink manages a $8.7 trillion portfolio. They got their funds because American International Group and Halliburton Kellogg Brown & Root embezzled U.S. taxpayer dollars for defenses. They stole from the United States military and committed treason at Decrit in what's known as the Camp Spiker Massacre. I know this because I'm a DOD firefighter who was in Iraq in 2014. My name is Adam Knutson, and I'm whistleblower of the largest terrorist attack since 9/11. It's called the Camp Spiker Massacre. KTAM 418 CV04230 SLD JEH. I'm calling on American International Group Legal Representation Mick Thomas at Thomas Quinn Law, phone number 415-546-6100, to set trial for open Defense Base Act cases that contain the Camp Spiker Massacre as evidence. Instead of returning the money for defenses, you guys hedge against the American people in BlackRock. RICO, BlackRock.
RICO. BlackRock, here we go. Where there was once darkness, there's now light. Cowboys sharing that with the Elon Musk thing showing up. And we have the 1440 drop. Boom, 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 boom. A week to remember. Dark to light. Blackout necessary. Dark to light. Interesting, huh? And then we have the ESTTS timestamp 12:29 p.m. Will the trials happen under Biden? What trials? The Biden trials, huh? It'd be interesting to watch all that play out while he's in office, wouldn't it? Then it wouldn't look like President Trump was the one going after them because he's the president of the United States, right? Hillary Clinton's emails, many of which are classified information, got hacked by China. Next move better be by the FBI or DA and the DOJ, or after all of their other missteps. Comey, McCabe, Stroke, Page, or FISA. There's that word, FISA. Dirty dossier, etc. Their credibility will be forever gone. And it is slowly falling apart. That was back in 2018, folks. Can you believe it? Almost 6 years. Whew. 4-year delta to the FISA indictments, just like we shared there. FISA indictments, April 9th, 2020, guys. 4 years to the day of April 9th. FISA indictments equals start. Remember this? Get a warrant. FISA from Edward Snowden. Well, I'm about to show you a lot more right about now, just here in this screen alone. Do you believe in coincidence? Well, FISA indictments equals start was posted on when? April 9th, 2020. 4 years ago. Well, it just turns out, let's see, that we go into all of the folks posting on X. Lauren Boebert, get a warrant. FISA. She posted that April 9th, 2024. Representative Jim Jordan, get a warrant, period. FISA. Chip Roy, get a warrant. FISA. Eric Burleson. Ralph Norman, the FBI should have to do the same. Get a warrant before surveillance, surveilling the American people. Hashtag FISA, get a warrant. FISA, you can't be going after people. If the police show up to search your house, you would tell them to search for a search warrant. Huh. Then you got Clyde showing up. You got Congressman Russell Fry showing up. Andy Biggs showing up. Anna Paulina Luna, get a warrant. FISA, I'm just listing these names because they seem to all be as one team. Wow. For once, we started seeing folks working together. Politicians, it's amazing. Almost like the puppet strings have been cut. Biden trials, FISA indictments equals start. Fletch 17. President Trump again. Biden trials. What's going on, guys? Way before social media, this is how we knew where everybody was with their bikes, right? Again, we had these pictures posted. Access kills. POTUS in good spirits today. Morning strolls. We have mirrored stamps coming out. Again, the start. Okay? So Elon Musk has responded to CBS News. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. says he worries geopolitical events and U.S. political polarization may well, very well be creating risk that could eclipse anything since World War II. Ah, the start. Just seems to be playing out in many, many folks' eyes. And then you go over to the Fed. BRICS gold will destroy the Fed. Gold has been acting up and going up pretty fast. And we've seen some interviews, and Joe Biden even put in, Trump did this. What did he do? Arizona Supreme Court rules a near-total abortion ban from 1864 is enforceable. That's right. We're going to go over that in a little bit later. But interesting to watch this interview play out with Colonel Douglas McGregor and on the Judging Freedom podcast. I think I'll play a little bit of this for you just to kind of show you a little bit about what's playing on other folks' minds. Here you go. Time.
Thank you also for a brilliant column that you have recently authored entitled, Will Israel's War Expand and Will Netanyahu Bring the U.S. Along for the Ride? I plan on going through much in the column when we during our conversation, which we're beginning now. You have written, starting with Ukraine now, that events in Ukraine have mobilized or solidified Asia, Africa, Latin America, and parts of Europe against the United States and the West. Can you explain what you mean by that, please, Colonel?
Well, you have to look at a number of things, but most important, we have appealed to the world to back this proxy war in Ukraine against Russia, and it hasn't worked. When you look at most of the so-called developing world, it's almost universally behind Russia. And naturally, it has helped enormously for China and India, and which represent, let's put it bluntly, almost half or more of the population of the planet to sign on for Russia. So then you add to this the BRICS issue, and there, even though BRICS only has at this point 8 or 9 members, the truth is there are 84 nations preparing to join it. Of course, is the financial effort to move to gold-pegged currency. In other words, to get out from under our financial hegemony. So you have, on the one hand, large numbers of people who are tired of being targets for U.S. military intervention and CIA meddling on the one hand, and on the other, you have people that said, we don't want to be under the financial thumb of the United States and New York City any longer.
So let's get rid of the Fed. That'd be nice. You know, interesting too, before I move on, just wanted to share what Dr. Russell McGregor put out. If Q is a LARP, then why are all these reps simultaneously tweeting FISA on the exact 4-year delta of Q3921 FISA indictments? Military precision. Get it? A lot of folks are saying that. It's pretty interesting. Kind of makes you feel good. This will make you feel good too. Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise that your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off.
So you've been lied to about this? Our founding fathers were not old, contrary to our current government. Every time I ask students to describe the founding fathers in 3 words, I hear old white men. But on July 4th, 1776, James Monroe was 18 years old. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was only 21 years old. Betsy Ross was 24. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was only 33 on July 4th, 1776. Meanwhile, the other day, am watching the State of the Union, and I feel like I am watching a live simulcast of the world's most expensive nursing home. If you are a teenager or a college student or a young adult and you want to make a difference, stop waiting for permission for leadership from the people who refuse to leave office and have been in Washington, D.C. longer than twice the time we've been alive, who can't remember their own name, or who were born before the invention of the microwave oven. Yeah, that one hurts. Because despite what we've allowed to happen in modern society, our country is not supposed to be governed by the same people throughout their entire lifetime. And the world relies on young voices speaking truth to power. It did in 1776, and it still does in 2024. And if you need some more inspiration...
How about that, huh? That was Sybil Brown. Wrote a book, The End of the Alphabet, How Gen Z Can Save America. Pretty cool. Figured we'd show that. Had nothing to do with, don't know where she is, but I tell you what, she makes a good point. And also, no pun intended, Turning Point. I've been watching a lot of Charlie Kirk lately, how he goes openly out to universities and he debates and talks to kids, lets them ask questions in the college. And he is a master in answering questions. Totally enjoyed and found out my sons watch him too and love it. And so we've got some young folks. They're willing and to learn. And I found out also, it seems like Turning Point's got 250 employees. I kept hearing that. And they've got these Turning Point action groups on many campuses throughout the United States. So anyway, I had this clip from him recently sharing some information as he's going around the country, Charlie Kirk, helping out.
I'm going to paint a picture for you that none of us want to live through in November. It is unacceptable for us to live through, and here's where it is. Let's look at this one scenario right here. I want you to imagine after, a whole week of counting ballots and, it's a counting week. I want you to imagine this. Donald Trump wins the state of Florida. Donald Trump flips the state of Georgia. Donald Trump wins the state of North Carolina. Donald Trump wins Ohio. He wins Iowa. He flips Arizona. He flips Nevada. And Joe Biden gets 270 electoral votes. And you see that little dot? You notice 48 other states go winner take all. 48 other states. Now imagine, and by the way, it's not just, us that are pinpointing this. This is how you know you're over the target, by the way. By the enemy's reaction, you can properly determine your action. Front page of New York Magazine this weekend. You ready for this? Nebraska Republicans may take the one electoral vote Biden needs most. Oh, yeah, they might. Oh, yeah.
It's got a lot of energy. And I love it how he gets the crowd worked up. And his information is, he's got a solid team. They put together a lot of info. I notice when he's answering questions, too, he looks down at his iPad. And it seems like folks... when a question comes up, they send him, hey, here's your three talking points for that. So it helps him out as he's answering those questions. Very hard to memorize those points over and over again. I could be wrong, but just noticed that he must have an amazing team working real hard around the clock to help people out. And speaking of that, there's another team working hard. It's Grasshopper's official channel. It was on their channel last week during the President Trump's speech. We had a good time. I had to leave a little bit early. But notice that they always put together in a simple fashion some of the communication points that seem to be relatable to all of us and seem to make sense, right? So on April 9th, President Trump actually posted Biden trials. And what does he do? That has 14 characters on April 9th, 2024. You can see that. He counts them down for you, 14. Well, the 14 actually has trials. Does POTUS know where the bodies are buried? Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? How is the POTUS, we're talking about Trump, always five steps ahead? I think he's 10 steps ahead. Then we had another one that was relatable, 3915, right? April 9th, 2020, four-year Delta, five times Biden. Of course, that you can see on your screen. How do you term Biden debates, terminate, is what I would believe that means. How do you keep him from showing up? How do you terminate Biden public appearances? How do you stop Biden's live interviews? And how do you stop Biden's Ukraine-China mainstream media coverage? How do you change the narrative? How do you alter POTUS-Biden debate structure? And so all of this, the truth will shock the world, regain power by any means necessary. These guys are being shown to all of us The class action lawsuit's coming, global scale. It's going to reach the entire Earth. Many, speaking about other parts of the Earth, would be shocked to see what's going on with the Bidens. As a matter of fact, this came up here recently.
Breaking news. The Russian Investigative Committee has opened a criminal case against U.S. and NATO officials for allegedly sponsoring terrorism both inside Russia and abroad via the Hunter Biden-linked Ukrainian company Burisma Holdings. The revelations come just weeks after the Crocus City Hall atrocity in Moscow, which killed 145 people.
It has been established that funds channeled through commercial organizations, particularly the oil and gas company Burisma Holdings, operating in Ukraine, have been used in recent years to carry out terrorist acts in the Russian Federation and beyond, to eliminate prominent political and public figures and inflict economic damage. Working in cooperation with other intelligence services and financial intelligence, incoming sources and further movement of funds amounting to several million U.S. dollars are being investigated, as well as the involvement of specific individuals from government agencies, public and commercial organizations in Western countries. Additionally, investigative and operational efforts are being made to trace the links of direct perpetrators of terrorist acts to foreign supervisors, organizers, and sponsors.
Russia's investigative committee is looking into millions of dollars worth of financial transactions from the West that may have gone to funding and financing terrorism both in Russia and beyond its borders. And the committee's determined already that some of the money that has made it into the hands of terrorists has come from the company Burisma Holdings. Now, many people may find that name to be familiar because it's the same Burisma Holdings that Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, did business through in Ukraine for many years. And it's also a company that's been widely accused of being a vehicle for Biden family corruption. According to the former prosecutor general of Ukraine, Viktor Shokin, he says that the Biden family bribed Ukrainian officials to the tune of $1 billion to remove him from his post after he launched a criminal probe against Burisma Holdings for corruption.
They were being bribed. The fact that Joe Biden gave away $1 billion in U.S. Money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing, isn't that alone a case of corruption?
As if an accusation like that from such a high-ranking official wasn't suspicious enough, back in 2015, Joe Biden publicly said that he had withheld a $1 billion loan guarantee to Ukraine until officials there had removed Shokin from his post.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
So as the Russian investigation continues to connect the dots to the United States, to Ukraine, in terms of who's really behind the financing of terrorism in Russia and beyond, the whole picture in terms of who is behind the scenes specifically of the Crocus City Hall terrorist attack is becoming more and more clear.
Yep, he could have added some of those video clips we had of Nuland, remember? When she came out and said something could happen, these guys. So much information that we've been learning, right, that you won't see on mainstream media. They won't play it. Obviously, for their protection reasons, they've all been placed on watch, and they're being told what to say, how to say it. Imagine, if you will, says Wyatt, a world where five megacorporations are the only authorized distributors of information. Anything else is branded as fake news and is banned. Yeah. Breitbart even showed a senior editor, NPR employs 87 Democrats in editorial positions, zero Republicans in DC newsroom. See how they work? And NPR, isn't it supposed to be fair? Or is it supposed to be, you know, government to run, our taxpayer dollars run that? But they don't want any Republicans in there, no conservatives, no way. Which makes it even more important for what I think Turning Point is doing. And so many more. And so as we head into this information and it unfolds to all of us, I wanted to share this also. Folks, you know, here at And We Know, we're always looking for different avenues for you to get your support medically, especially in this dangerous world where we know Big Pharma tries to take over everything. So we found one that is only available in the USA. So it's called The Wellness Company. They've got a 8 life-saving medication kit that every American should have at home. It's The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit. Antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. This kit contains meds you need, like amoxicillin, Z-Pax, and more. Do you know approximately 250 million prescriptions are issued every year in the U.S. for amoxicillin alone? It's a staggering number. And statistically speaking, you or someone in your family is going to need a prescription for amoxicillin the next year, whether there's a shortage or not. And they also have a 22-page guidebook with complete instructions on all of this. So go to twc.health/LT and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/LT. Code LT saves you $30 at checkout.
Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life.
Interesting, because Arizona Supreme Court rules that a near total abortion ban from 1864 is enforceable. Bombshell decision adds the state to the growing list of places where abortion care is effectively banned. Tuesday's ruling allows an 1864 law in Arizona to stand, right? That criminalized abortion by making it a felony, punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs or helps a woman obtain one. I saw that this was posted by Nino, Nine of Cups, Nine. Why President Trump announced end of child sacrifice on exactly April 8th? What Jesse Waters says about the eclipse, Democrats, and sacrifice. Let's see.
Ask Donald Trump. The last time we experienced an eclipse, the president stared right into it. And then it was over, and he was fine, and so were we. Well, some things have changed.
Folks, enjoy the eclipse, but play it safe. Don't be silly.
This year, Biden doesn't want you to see what's coming and wants you to forget what happens next.
Of course, that was the plane of the eclipse. Remember, we showed you that in the last video, and I'll let that one play out because we've seen it already, but it was the eclipse of President Trump showing up in front of the sun. And here we go with a little bit more from Jesse Waters.
The Trump eclipse, a bad omen for Democrats. A mythical dragon devouring their power, so they bang the dictator on day one drum and raise hell. And if that doesn't work, only human sacrifice will save them. But good luck finding virgins in D.C. Heavenly bodies are aligning. The former president hosting a LIV golf tournament at his Miami club. The game's biggest names all there. The night before, Trump raised over $50 million. The Palm Beach fundraiser shattering Joe Biden's $25 million record haul. And he didn't need help from two other presidents and Lizzo.
How about that, huh? All of this playing out. And of course, President Trump announcing the end of child sacrifice on April 8th.
People have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and in fact demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. People have asked me what my position
is. Execution after birth. I remember seeing something, I believe it was out of New York, where when that passed, where you could get rid of a baby after it was born, there was a standing ovation from everybody in there, just demonic and sick. complete sickness going on. And if you're wondering what if the wake up is happening on these Democrats and how sick they are, then the people are actually using their gifts to get information out. Check this out.
I'm just going to say it because I don't know how to do nothing else but tell the truth. The Democrat Party is evil. They've been evil since slavery. They've been evil since Jim Crow, and they're evil today. All you got to do is look at the voting acts that they're trying to pass. Some of the things in the vote.
I'm sorry. I messed that one up. Let me push play here again, right there.
People, we got IDs. They're doing that for illegal aliens. Voter ID. They claim that they're doing that because of black people. We got IDs. They're doing that for illegal aliens to be able to vote. Then they have the concept of when you get out of prison, you automatically have the right to vote. That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. That people who are free, serving their time, have a right to vote. But that's not, they don't care about you. Because if you're on parole, you have a right to restore, you have the ability to restore your rights. They believe in numbers. They believe minorities will get out of prison and say the Democrats did this for me, so I'm gonna vote for them. That's the only thing they want from you is your vote. They could care less about you in general. Believe me when I say.
Mm-hmm. What else are people sharing out there? Check this out.
Democrats want us to completely forget about the history of the Democratic Party and instead paint this beautiful made-believe one. Democrats have always been the party of diversity, have always been the party of love and inclusion, and Democrats have never done no evil, no wrong. Well, guess what? Yamame, call me, and I'll tell you a bunch of facts, because I, in fact, have read history. I, in fact, know about the United States history, and most importantly, I know that you're trying to cover up the tracks about the truth about the Democratic Party. That's what you're trying to do. You expect Americans to never pick up a textbook, to take it for face value, and for you to get away with rewriting your party's history. Pero no va a pasar, no va a suceder. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. More and more of these are playing out for all of us to see. And of course, we have to go back to Chicago and see even more folks waking up with these illegals getting pushed into their city.
Whoever, accountability is what I stand on.
Yes.
And for the last month, let's just put in the count the last 120 days that I've suffered. Still homeless, countless SR numbers, but I watch individuals who came, who have come from thousands of miles away get preferential treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm 43 years old. I live in this, how would you say it in Espanol? Su casa. This is my home.
Yes.
Chicago, this is my home. I'm 43 years. This is my home.
Yes.
This is our home.
Ours, yes.
However, we've been pushed to the wayside, it seems,
yes,
by our elects. So I can see them screaming down your necks. Look, and it's heavy, ain't it? It's hard, the reality of having this many individuals come out and share with y'all the hardships that they're going through and have been going through. So kudos to the media.
Yes.
Thank y'all. However, in a place where you want to say something nice about Brandon Johnson, you're not here today.
Right.
In a place where you want to say something about the election, or you want to say something about the people who've chosen to just disregard the American citizens of Chicago, the residents who pay taxes, who stand. This man said the illegals got cars, and they do. I watched them ride through 100 in the far south side without license, without insurance.
Right.
However,
right.
I now have license and insurance. I don't have a license because it's been taken from me.
Oh.
My insurance I can't cover because I don't have a job.
Mm.
And if you don't have a base to basically set yourself up like a home or housing, then you set to the wayside.
Right.
These are all realities that citizens here in this Chicago are suffering under. Well, basically the country. So I want to say the country. That's what we're suffering right now. This is the reality of us. I'm the reality. This young woman is the reality. Blake Moore, Jessica, all of us. Gage Park residents, all of us. This man here with his wife. So if you're gonna, and the Second Amendment says guns, y'all considering giving illegal people, we don't even know anything about
guns.
They gave
it
to
him.
They gave
you know what, I'm gonna have to go through so much paperwork, judge. And y'all gonna be like, no, we can't get a black man no gun. However, y'all done said we gonna give these people guns, but we stand to protect ourselves even. Y'all, look, what is this?
Right.
This is a removal of American citizens while y'all move a whole new people into the city?
They gonna try.
What is going on? honestly, what is going on? The reality of us is, if we continue to allow this to go on, then we will be displaced. Not only displaced, raped, murdered, pillaged.
Yes.
This is the reality. A city without walls has no defense. And we got no walls. We got no walls in our legs. No walls. So understand this. A city without walls has no defense. And we got no
walls. So all of this is playing out. And we're going to have the elections coming up. How many do you think are going to be voting? Sick and tired of watching these illegals come in, taking everything from them while they're homeless, while they're looking for help. And they're not getting it, but somebody can just walk in from another country and they hand them money, they hand them a driver's license, so that they don't have a driver's license. They just give them a car, here you go, have a blast and more. And of course, that happens to be in Illinois, where I had a great interview with Ken and Jody Zitko, showcasing how everyone can support taking back our elections. We actually went through the website, unitedforfreedom.com. That's unitedforfreedom.com. We discussed this. We went through the website, and it was just absolutely amazing, the information that they were sharing. How many of these states are actually coming together now where you can actually help out? California, Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, Virginia, Arizona, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Maryland, Colorado, and more. There's many more that have been added from the time that we had this discussion. How can you get involved? Community outreach, media outreach. You can help with media, legislative, fundraising. You can help research. You can help with writing, accounting, marketing, social media, transportation even. Event planning, administrative, and more. There's so many ways that we can help out when it comes to the elections that is absolutely brilliant. Coming into more of the social information I wanted to get into here in a moment. But first, I wanted to share with you that Netflix came out with a documentary. Pepe Lives Matter shared this about 4chan. QAnon and how bad anonymous posting is for society now that Anons have started an awakening movement that cannot be stopped. Of course, they are bringing January 6th into it. It's sad. This movie glows and reeks of Fed panic and shows you how much independent journalists and dark memes have taken over the psyche of America. Never forget that in 2022, the Daily Mail reported that over a fifth of Americans believed in the theory that there are satanic pedophiles amongst the elite. Remember that it takes only 10% of a population to believe something for it to take root and spread throughout society. Imagine how far the red pill has spread since 2022 while we experience this precipice. Nothing can stop this, and we know it. They know it. That which was just seeds planted continues to blossom and grow into something they cannot control or contain. The people are awakening and rejecting mainstream journalism for based free thinking. The anonymous people are winning. As a matter of fact, the attack is so heavy, the Trump hush money jurors will be asked about QAnon, not political affiliation, says The Hill, Forbes, Raw Story, Mint, and more. Yeah, they want to find out if you support QAnon, Truth Social. Have you been to a Trump rally? It's amazing. What are they scared of? What are they scared of? So here's a little clip that was put out for us on that one.
Do we even know who is this 4chan person or website?
15 years ago, we were just having a good time sharing jokes and memes on the internet.
Their name comes from their secret website.
4chan.
It was things that you would not see anywhere else online except for there. There was definitely a lot of stuff that was super edgy.
Being totally anonymous gave young people the opportunity to vent their thoughts and opinions without being judged for it.
You just wanted another hit. Viral imagery blasting in your eyeballs. You didn't want the party to stop. We started something and never intended it for it to end up this way.
It did start to shift to people actually like trolling in real life.
If something drew the ire of Anonymous, it suffered.
Hello, leaders of Scientology.
Anonymous has decided that your organization should be destroyed.
What drives user base numbers and revenue is anger.
So Facebook or Twitter is making more money as users are getting angrier.
As the internet gets 4chanified, it's easier than ever to make really dark, disgusting, or screwed up things. And they can let it spawn in that environment until it spreads everywhere.
So they're going to try to cover up everything that we've uncovered, that we've seen, and more. Of course, we saw in 2020, right before the election, my YouTube was taken down, 440,000 subscribers gone. Who else jumped on the bandwagon because they were afraid of this thing called QAnon? Of course, they had to make it evil because they were all being exposed. And it was amazing how politicians all came together and signed some bill basically saying, we need to stop these guys. And they joyfully came together, signed it, and said, yes, they're bad. Let's get on with their life. And then all of a sudden, these companies said, thank you for giving us that thumbs up, because, of course, they all belong to the same leader, evil. And they said, all right, now we've got a piece of paper that allows us to what? Shut them down. And we were shut down on Patreon, shut down on PayPal, shut down on the t-shirt company that was printing for us, and more. But you know what? All things work together for good. And we're continuing to roll and move today. Thank God for that. As a matter of fact, you guys can find us on andweknow.com. That's where we're at, folks. You can just go to that website. A lot of work went into that site, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom, and I hope that you'll check it out. It will take you in a journey to our social media accounts, too. We've got OCK updates on Facebook, and Instagram is OCK_828. We also have another website for you that is called thepatriotlight.com, home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. You can check that out. As a matter of fact, if you go to shop.andweknow.com, that's on andweknow.com. If you don't want to go to too many different sites, just go to andweknow.com and you'll find all these sites readily available for you. We've got the new cruiseware. You guys know we have a cruise August 11th through the 18th. We've got my signed copy of my book if you'd like to order that. Beyond the Microphone, A Story About My Life. We released that last year. We've got our sweatshirts, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. We've got flag collections and so much more. So we hope you check that out. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Folks, in Canada, a bill has been introduced that introduced criminal liability and a $25,000 fine for offensive statements against LGBTQ.
Firstly, it enables the Attorney General to create a 2S LGBTQI plus community safety zone to prohibit within 100 meters of the property any homophobic, transphobic act of intimidation, threat, offensive threats, offensive remarks, protest, disturbance, and distribution of hate propaganda within the meaning of the criminal code. It also comes with it a penalty of $25,000 if prosecuted successfully.
So what happens if you're a Christian and you're being persecuted? Anything? No. We're going to continue to add letters and plus signs and more. Before you know it, it'll be the entire alphabet. And these guys that are wearing all kinds of outfits and stuff, they're not being hated on. They continue to push this on everyone that they hate us. We're suicidal. We can't make it in the society. And it just makes you wonder and hurt for them, because you just can't believe they have to continually push into the face of everyone. Hey, you guys hate us. No, we don't. And they are constantly going into deep immorality, and now they're being protected by the government. And how do they push this? They push it even more, where you got Ben Affleck's daughter came out as transgender. Jennifer Lopez's daughter recently came out as non-binary. Add these two to the long list of Hollywood stars' offspring in the trans club, and you realize they're not all coincidences. And when you sell your soul to the devil, your offspring are included as part of the deal. Do you get that? You can do your research and you can find out so much more. And then, of course, they have to get into the politicians.
All right. Had it or hit it, book bans.
Oh, God. Had it. Again, the idea that you would restrict information and you know, the same people who are doing that are this, you know, some of the same people who are denying our history, I mean, are trying to kind of just whitewash it. And it's, I think it's absolutely, you know, horrible.
Yeah. Horrible to have these folks come in and say, we can't have books showing adults with little children in bed with explicit photos. Horrible, right, to get rid of those books. It's also horrible if you're in Washington State in Seattle, if you're a dance team and you're told your American flag shirt made some feel triggered and unsafe in Seattle. Yeah, dance troupe says it was they were unwelcome at an event after wearing American flag shirts. They say Seattle dance guests felt triggered and unsafe. But if you show up wearing these outfits with colored hair and you're a male and you're gigantic and you're wearing high heels and makeup, not triggered. As a matter of fact, if you say you're triggered by them, well, I guess if you're in Canada, you'd be receiving a $25,000 fine. But if you say you're triggered and you can't be around American flags, well, there's no fine. There's a, could you guys please remove your American flag shirts, please? That's offensive. Imagine walking up to these guys. Hey, could you guys please wear man clothes and be men? Go into the men's bathroom, please. Imagine what would happen. So, of course, you had the Dr. Phil show dropping a bomb on the insane push to transition kids.
Jamie, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You describe yourself as a queer woman married to a transgender man.
Yes.
And you're a member of the LGBTQ community. And you went there to do something good, something positive at this clinic in St. Louis. What changed your mind?
A number of things. We started to see patients who were experiencing very significant medical harms, being rushed to the emergency room with lacerations requiring stitches. We had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months of having surgeries. And the thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concerns and ask about the protocols and ask about the guidelines, this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning it. We just say, yep, you're trans. What would you like?
You're telling me that a 12 or 13-year-old who can't decide which pajamas to wear can come in and say, I've decided that I want to transition. And with no more than a couple of hours or two visits, not even a couple of hours, two visits, they say, okay, start taking this, start doing this, which alters their biochemistry in a way that you can't come back from.
Correct.
And you say you saw dramatic increases in teenage girls that had no previous history of gender distress, and they suddenly declared themselves transgender and demanded immediate testosterone blockers.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? See what's going on? They jumped on board. They pushed this agenda. It's a billion-dollar industry now. Remember, we showed that in the past. They're cutting parts, body parts off, and they're saying, look, put those back on, please. And it's supposed to be, you know, they're right. That's what they felt like. That's what I want to be. And they make these kids transition without giving them guidance. And then the kids grow up and they become suicidal and more. And then they're supposed to be protected of their suicidal thoughts. And it's, of course, it's our fault. It's the public's fault. It's the Christians' fault. It's whoever they want to blame. The truth is going to be coming out. Many are going to be damaged from this. And there's going to be a lot of folks that need a lot of prayer. and they're going to need some serious, serious help. Are we going to be able to come alongside them? What do you guys think? Write in the description box below this video in the comments. Tell me how you feel about all of this, and what do you think of, in a loving way, through Scripture, how we help these people out. Also damaged were those on the medical side. The medical people going after transitioning surgeries, they went after us with putting fear into all of us about COVID and saying you're going to die and showing millions of people dying across the earth, even though that wasn't really happening. And so those that lived in fear couldn't wait to get the jab put into their body. They made it known on social media for all to see, right? They pushed it out to the public. And that's what we show you. One of them said, so grateful for science, opportunity to get this vaccine, feeling grateful and hopeful for the future today. That was March 8th, 2021. Emily Bingham. And then April 19th, 2021, month later, it's so easy to get vaccinated in Hamilton County. My second dose took 10 minutes. You never leave your car. So simple. And then February 1st, 3 years later, just like they told us about the 3 to 5 year window is when folks are going to start experiencing serious issues, if not death. She says, this is a weird one, folks. Yesterday morning, I was driving Jay and carpool kids to school when I had a seizure. I woke up at the ER fully and found out by the middle of the day that I have a brain tumor. And then 18 days after that, an update. It's been a journey reconnecting with my brain. I've had some tough days, but I've done better than I thought I would, and I'm grateful for that. I'm getting closer to feeling like myself. We have an answer on what the tumor was. It was cancerous. It's been a journey to come to terms with. I'm grateful it's not a very common brain cancer. Do you think she's going to connect the dots on what's going on? Just like many others we see on social media, on X, Jamie Dutton, 40. Bargain store, die suddenly. When the died suddenly thing happens, it makes you wonder what's going on. 29-year-old, fully vaxxed mom, dying sudden, leaving a baby behind. A doctor from Baltimore, Maryland, assistant professor of anesthesiology, critical care medicine at Johns Hopkins, died suddenly. It's always a died suddenly, just boom, poof, gone. Been sick for the past 5 weeks. 5 respiratory diseases. This person bragged on social media, I got my vaccine. I would say that this is really bothering me not to exercise. I get short-winded, walking and going upstairs. I've been to the doctor twice, ER twice for breathing treatments and knowing a pulmonologist next, and then to the ENT. I'm so sick of doctors. They keep writing me scripts and nothing seems to help. The exhaustion is killing me. She needs prayer. She needs somebody to come alongside of her and say, look, I care about you. I care about your eternity. And I'd like to talk to you. We'd like to pray for a miracle. One of those guys that has a huge platform that's been sharing this over and over again, you know, he was mistreated for taking the ivermectin. It's been coming out more lately.
You're not a horse, y'all. Yeah. That was one of them. And this is about a medication that had been prescribed billions yeah. of times to human beings.
Yeah.
The yeah. FDA. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all. Stop it. Why you should not you go back? Why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19 from FDA.
Wow.
Just like that is just propaganda. Just yeah. full on propaganda.
Yeah.
That's like saying penicillin is veterinary medicine because yeah. they do use it in veterinary applications.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's for humans too. And has it been used for humans? Has it saved lives? Yes.
Yeah.
Has ivermectin won?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's penicillin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a human.
Yeah.
medication that has one of the safest profiles of any medication
yeah.
known.
Yeah.
And
of course he goes on a rant about all of this, shares it all, shows you the clips more of everything that we've been sharing. And I tell you, the truth has been getting out more and more. And you know, he was recently with Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan was. He was in the same place with Musk, Dana White, Trump. They're all like five. Well, he was. I don't know if Musk was there, but we're just, this guy, Professor Patriot, said it's no accident that Tucker and Joe Rogan ended up in the same place. So I'm going to show you this clip. They're in the same place, and it's good to have a little bit of comedy and laughter. Here we go.
Tucker Carlson was on last night's Kill Tony episode and had a hilarious interaction with Bucket Pull Enrique Chacon. Everything got even funnier when Tony realized Enrique has no idea who Tucker is.
Tucker, what did you think about Enrique Chacon? You watch a lot of stand-up? You a fan of stand-up?
I love this man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Tucker. Maybe in return you can give me a green card, you know? I'll do any gig in this country, but outside the country, I'm at the end of my man Tucker, you know what I mean?
You're already taking jobs Americans can't do.
I was going to vote for you, but you know what?
Yeah. So he thinks he's a politician, and he realizes that it's not what... he's not who he thinks he is. And so they had a little bit of fun, but Tucker, Rogan, Musk, Dana White, and Trump are like the five fingers on the same hands as Professor Patriot. They're all big voices who are unapologetically real. Our world has been consumed by empty suits who were class president in prep school, never put a public toe out of place, and created fake public-facing personas that hide horrible, evil power mongers with the most foul appetites. The new breed of leader is not perfect. Amen to that. In fact, these voices and those like them, like MTG, for instance, are refreshingly authentic. They are relatable, and we trust them based on their intent, not some pantomime caricature with a hidden agenda. The machine is built on lies and liars. Let's bring on the real people. As a matter of fact, it kind of made me think of what Tarani posted recently, Ultra Verbum Vincent, Exposed Truth. The Southern Baptist Convention, they had arrests that were made that actually made the lamestream media out them. It's a big one. Just a lot of folks were outed in an article that was put out about some of the things they did there. Hillsong, Brian Houston arrested and charged with trafficking. Did you guys know about that? Perry Stone, under new investigation by the Department of Justice. T.D. Jakes, exposed and arrest is near. Remember, we saw that with Cat Williams. And just telling you, these names have been popping up, folks. I'm not saying they're guilty or innocent yet. You know, they have a right to trial, and we can see exactly what's going on. I'm just telling you, some names have been popping up. Derek Hay, number one porn trafficker arrested for human trafficking. Mike Bickle, IHOP, IHOP, arrested and exposed. Ron Jeremy, most well-known adult male porn star, arrested on human trafficking charges. Look up how many pastors have been arrested in 2023 alone for sexual assault. This isn't even naming all of them because I don't have all day to type the list of the ones who have been arrested. Who has the receipts? Who handed those receipts over? Who's not being sued? Who's been telling you the truth? Who has a track record of what they have said coming to light? Now, who doesn't? Who has a track record of tickling your ears? Whose track record of going on each other's shows and repeating the same thing? Who's pushing traffickers and pedophiles? What in the world is going on? We have to stay, keep our eyes open, folks, and start doing your own research and realizing more and more you have to be careful when those say, those people out there on television preaching and teaching, we have to hold them accountable. Be Bereans. As an Anon who's been subjected to an unveiling of just how corrupt America's leaders have been for decades, one cannot help but realize just how much we need God in this country. Nineveh was wicked, yes, but they turned to God in a day. America has been many dire issues and sins, yes, but watching this eclipse, the one that just happened, gives me that feeling that can't help but believe God's going to save us all. And so as we continue to move forward, folks, so many things have been coming to light, right? We've been showing you over and over again. The young leaders are out there trying to do the best they can to wake up our country, working nonstop. Many folks are putting out their social media posts to all to share with the public how this is all playing out. We're watching the abortion issue falling apart, finally, for many. We're seeing the social areas around us playing a big role in trying to change the narrative throughout our country and throughout our children. They're after our children, folks. They're after our children. And that's the most important part of all the things that we do day in and day out. Our future generations. What kind of schooling are they going to have? What kind of parents are they going to have? What kind of training are they going to have? What kind of teaching? Who's going to bring them up properly? And when we let them out of the house, are they going to be prepared for the onslaught what this world will throw at them? Will they be grounded? Will they be those that say, I've been taught by the Word of God?
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. We are so grateful for what you continue to do in and through so many lives, so many people that are waking up to this evil. It's being exposed, like you say, in the Word of God, expose evil. At the same time, filling that emptiness and that void in so many hearts, especially those that have been deceived by the jabs, been deceived by this transgender push, this push to try to change the moral framework of our lives. May we be able to come next to them, share with them the truth through the Word of God, but just be a light in the darkness, Lord. Please help us. Guide and direct us. Please protect those that are on the front lines. Please protect us from the evil one who wants to harm us. We certainly need your protection in all of this. We ask in the name of our Savior, Christ, our King. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support, your love, your guidance, your prayers, your comments. We ask that you continue to hit that follow button and share. And we look forward to so much more as we get even more into the future. We ask again that you check out our cruise August 11th through the 18th, if you would. We're going to have a great time in Alaska. If you're trying to make your mind to go on that, we just ask you just at least call them up, see what rooms are available, and see if you can get your name on there. We're looking forward to having you. All right. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.